Everyone, welcome to this episode of the Optimism Show. Today we have Willy from Nounspace, a Web3 OG and a two-time founder with two exits before Nounspace. So amazing journeys, like in different spaces before he ended up in Web3 and building Nounspace. Welcome, Willy. It's a pleasure having you here today.
GM Chris, thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I know you're building some awesome stuff with Nounspace and really around the community and channel aspects on Farcaster and on-chain social as well. But also, I know Nounspace and everything you're building, it's built on so many different layers, which I would love to touch on and dive into. So just briefly, like actually before we get into the layers and more the philosophical aspects of things, like with Nounspace, you're building something that can really help communities and token communities thrive. And from what I understand, your aim is to make the job of community managers and the founders a lot easier in the first place. But I know also Nounspace evolved throughout the months and since it was founded. So currently, what is the big vision with Nounspace? Like, where are you actually headed? What is that North Star?
Yes, great question. So Nounspace, when we first started, we were focused really on users, end users and consumers. And we are a customizable Farcaster client. So our vision was that the future of social is customizable and full of mini apps. We see this big trend towards mini apps, especially as AI lowers the barrier to deploying a mini app basically to zero. And you compare that to deploying a full app with its own, you know, brand, its own product, a standalone domain, where you're basically trying to get users to like leave social and come check out your app. We felt that social is where it makes sense for these mini apps to live and be accessed and shared and discovered. And, you know, every user is unique, and we wanted to give users complete freedom to express themselves and share whatever content, functionality, and vibes is important to that user. And we felt social is the best place to do that. And with Farcaster, it's just a unique opportunity to build a social network without having to create the actual network itself from scratch. So our initial vision was to be, you know, the best Farcaster client. And we felt customizability and mini apps plus community ownership. We felt like the future of social should be community owned. That was kind of our North Star. But over the past year, we've realized that it's pretty hard to compete with Warpcast. And even Warpcast alone is kind of struggling to find that strong product market fit and get enough user adoption to sustain the app. So we've pivoted a bit since then. And like you said, we see this unique opportunity with communities where each community is not only unique, but they have all this content and functionality that currently lives outside of social. So every community has a social presence. Maybe they have multiple social presences. But again, for all this content and functionality that lives outside of social, they're constantly trying to get people to leave social to come check out their website, their forum, their governance, their application, their token. And we felt that with the Legos that we've already built, we could basically give communities the tools to unify all their content and functionality on social. And so that's kind of how we pivoted and what we're focused on now. You've heard probably people talk about like channel clients and the idea that each channel could potentially have their own client. But we've learned that it's really hard to build a competitive client. And so we have the Legos, and what we want to do is enable communities to really easily and permissionlessly deploy their own version of Nounspace with their own domain, their own branding, their own homepage with whatever content and functionality is important to them, including like embedding their entire website basically as a tab right alongside their Farcaster channel. And then a directory of their members where, just like these token spaces, we launched token spaces about a month ago, where now every token on Base has a space on Nounspace with the chart for their token's price, free swaps powered by Matcha, a feed of all dimensions of that token on Farcaster, a live chat the community can token gate, and a little links widget, basically like a links tree. And we give that to every token by default. But then what's important is that the community and the token can come customize their own space. And so it's pretty hard for a community to build their own client, let alone even their own website. And so our new vision is to basically like be that homepage for these communities, where it's not just a website, but it's their social content and then their community all in one place. And also natively integrated with Farcaster. So it's not a standalone island or silo, but something that is integrated with the broader community.
One question over there, when it comes to, because right now I know that you're focusing a lot more on token projects and managing their communities as well. But at least from my perspective, how I see it, like it would have such a bigger impact even for projects that are either, for example, newsletters or different communities of companies, like they could have it inside of Noun Space. Is that correct?
Exactly. So, you know, and again, maybe a newsletter is just one piece of your community, and you can have, instead of trying to get people to leave stuff so they go read your newsletter or to go listen to your podcast, you can have that all embedded natively. And for these tokens, it's really important because the barrier to deploy a token has also gone towards zero. Now you can just, with Clanker, you can just tag a bot and boom, your token's live. And a lot of these tokens are launching without a website, without even a Telegram chat. So we're giving them that right out of the box and making it easy for them to then customize it however they want.
Yeah, like having it fully customized and practically having everything in one place. I'm really curious, like when it comes to the community, and how do you actually define community in the sense of Noun Space? Because I understand like Noun Space as a platform opens up so many different words, so many different worlds to how, what the community really is. Because it also, it's like an aggregator platform as well. Like if you see it from the outside. So from your understanding, like I'm really curious to hear, like how do you define community and how does the engagement between community members work within Noun Space? So like it can be further incentivized, the community can continue living, which is something that a lot of projects are struggling just because of how fractured like a lot of these things are.
Yeah, great question. So, I mean, I think of communities as just like a group of people with either a shared vision, shared belief, shared interest, can be kind of any of those things. And Nouns is a great example of an online community, and they funded Noun Space initially. And one of the things that Nouns does really well is build open source tech and tooling for communities. And I see that as one of the big use cases for Web3 is basically empowering communities to have trustless and autonomous control and just more efficiently coordinate without having to have centralized power structures that are ultimately in charge of the community. So I think it's really hard to build a community like you're alluding to. I think it's something that, you know, every crypto project struggles with. And I'm a big believer in the power of community. I think that although DAOs have really struggled to reach scale and efficiently coordinate relative to like centralized organizations, I think that AI can help with that. And I think that, if we can basically, instead of trying to build a community from scratch, which is essentially what Farcaster is trying to do with like the shared interest of Web3, what if we go take a different approach and go to existing communities that are already out there and just provide them the best tool for their community to coordinate? And that's what we're kind of focused on is, how can we find these existing communities that would love to have a platform like Noun Space, but that it's just unattainable for them to build that from scratch and just give that to them out of the box?
Yeah, so practically really shortcutting their entire process. And from what you told me earlier as well, it's like right now you're also developing a white label solution. So any community that would value a platform like Noun Space, they can just have a platform just exactly like Noun Space, but their own.
Exactly. And this is something that Nouns does pretty well already. Not only can anyone fork Nouns and deploy their own auction contract out of the box, thanks to BuilderDAO. So we want to not only give all these Nouners communities a perfect platform where they can have their governance and their auctions and their community members, and then all these different niches within their community, give them a platform. But something that Nouns also does well is supports like niche communities. So like, I don't know if you've ever heard of like Kendamas. It's like a game that people play, and it has like a very strong community. And there's now Kendama DAO. And so Nouns has funded projects within Kendama, as well as within esports and skateboarding, and basically all these existing communities, providing them with Nounish tooling so that the community can coordinate. We want to extend that and give these communities their own customizable platform.
Yeah. Which makes perfect sense when you think about it. It's just layer upon layer upon layer, which helps these projects on one side look really professional, which is like looking at it from a non-tech perspective of Web3 and being like mostly in the media space, I personally believe Web3 has a massive presentation problem. And a lot of amazing projects and great founders are struggling just because of that. And when you see it, the projects that are the easiest to communicate things, they're the ones that make it out there. So you're bridging a gap that a lot of founders need. Although, what do you think? Like, do you think a lot of founders actually realize that they need something like that? Or there's some convincing needed?
I think so. I think as a founder, I think you're in this, you're struggling to both build a product that's useful and that people actually want to use, but then also get the word out there. And if you are a product that's structured as a DAO, then you also need to build that community. So you have like different priorities that are competing with each other and you only have so much time, but it is super valuable, obviously, for any of these projects that want to grow a community to make it easy for community members to both discover them and then get involved. So like that's what I think of as kind of the two core needs for community builders is one, you got to have dank memes. So you have to make it really clear what is your community about and why would somebody like be interested in joining your community? So like Gitcoin's a great example. Like they're funding open source public goods, Giveth, like rewarding those who do good and have a positive impact. Those are clear memes where there's people all around the world who are interested in being a part of that. They have similar missions and visions. And now that they know that there's this community that is all about that, then they can come join that instead of trying to do it on their own. But just so the first part is dank memes, letting people know what your community is all about, why they'd want to join. And the second part is that good user experience for actually onboarding into the community. So once someone hears about it, how do they actually get involved? How do they participate and contribute? And ideally get rewarded with ownership. Like that's one of the beautiful opportunities that we have here in Web3. We have the tools to do it, but it's still much easier said than done. And the tooling is still getting built out. So we are very lucky to have so many great tools already, but still it takes time and effort to set that up. And it's very hard to do that while you're also trying to build a product and get product market fit. So our hope is that we can help make it easier for these communities to provide that great user experience and then onboard members and then make it easier for these members to coordinate and get shit done.
I'm really curious, like when we're on that point, like making it easier for communities and for people to use the platform and to actually even spread the word after that. I'm really curious in the past, since you've been building Noun Space for a while now, what are some things, some challenges maybe you encountered along the way? Well, we all have that when we build something where maybe you are like, okay, this is absolutely going to work, but then you had to pivot. And how was the art of the pivoting on those occasions as well?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. We've definitely kind of been on this roller coaster for a while where ever since day one, we have a vision that we believe strongly in. We build it and then you have these expectations and pretty much consistently, although we've had some, you know, multiple wins along the way, it hasn't worked out quite as well as we hoped and anticipated. So basically at every step of the way, my philosophy for building is always just trying to figure out what is the most impactful thing that we could build. What, you know, we only have so many resources. What do we prioritize? And part of that is brainstorming, coming up with different ideas, and then just making your best educated guess that this is the most important problem that we can realistically solve. And this is what we think is going to move the needle the most. And so that is something that we think about a lot is like we're torn between just like polishing and making like the existing app that we have just work better versus like here's some new concept like the token spaces that we launched a month and a half ago where we see a new problem that no one has really solved that we can solve. And then we do our best to basically solve it and then see like, did that work? Did that move the needle as much as we hoped it would? And with token spaces, we did see a lot of growth. It's the most traction that we've had since we launched, but still not the level of usage that we need to actually have a sustainable platform. So that's why this next concept is the community spaces and enabling communities to deploy their own version, which I think, yeah, I'm bullish on it. I think it's the best idea that we have that we think can really move the needle. So that's what we're focused on now. Hopefully that does the trick. If not, we'll reassess. We'll look at what other opportunities and problems we can solve. And, you know, we've built such a solid foundation. We have some really great tech, some really powerful Legos. So yeah, trying to now figure out too, like instead of just building something from scratch, how can we utilize the existing Legos and platform and foundation that we've built to then solve a big problem that people really care about?
Yeah, so practically like tweaking bit by bit to find that actual path that's going to go forward. Because also from what you're saying and from like knowing Nounspace myself, is you're literally on the border of potentially changing user behavior. It's not a platform that just, okay, this is the behavior of users, this is the behavior of communities, we're just going to build on top of that. But you're kind of introducing like the car to a world that has horses. So that's at least how I see it from my perspective. And please correct me if I'm wrong there.
No, you're right. We're building something that's pretty new. And at the same time, we're building it in Web3 and then also like in the Farcaster ecosystem. And so there's like additional layers of challenges and complexity. And I think, yeah, we're torn with both like a new idea that we think can really move the needle, but also optimizing what we have so far and like plugging the holes that we know exist. So one example of that is mobile support. Right now we're working on mobile support because that's been a major missing piece of Nounspace. And it's hard, like, I'm honestly amazed that we do have some communities that are already using Nounspace as their homepage when they know that it's not accessible on mobile yet. So that's been like one of the most requested features we have had from our existing users. So we're working to kind of plug that hole. And another one is the Farcaster barrier. So right now you need to have a Farcaster account to sign up and use Nounspace. And we're looking at basically tearing down that barrier so that Farcaster becomes opt-in, but that just with like even an email, not even a wallet, you can sign in and customize your space. And that will just open up our potential pool of users exponentially.
How?
So we're balancing basically plugging those holes and then also taking additional shots on goal that we think can really move the needle.
I'm curious, like, how would that look like? Because that would change things up as well. Like, for the users, like, they would not even have to know it's Web3. Like, they would not even have to know it's blockchain. I'm really curious, like, if Farcaster is optional, like, that would mean that like outside communities that are not even in blockchain or remotely connected to blockchain would be able to just leverage the power of Nounspace without even knowing it's blockchain.
Exactly. And that's something that excites us quite a bit. It's also, a challenge in and of itself. It's like often like our initial strategy was like, let's focus on Web3. That's where we're familiar. That's where we can get traction and solve some problems. And then eventually we'll expand to Web2. And now we're basically getting to the point where we think it makes sense to basically open up the floodgates. And, we'll have to start doing some like videos on TikTok to try and reach that broader community. But yeah, it gets us excited. And hopefully we can get some of these users from Web2 and from beyond Web3 onboarded and then show them the benefits of Web3 and show them Farcaster and make it opt-in, which again is just a very different approach than what Farcaster itself is taking. And so that's something that we're always thinking about is like, we don't want to just try and solve the same problems that Warpcast and Farcaster are solving because they're probably going to solve those same problems better than we can. They have a lot more resources to solve those. So how can we take a different approach? And yeah, we think that opening the floodgates and making Farcaster opt-in. So you can come in, you can customize your space, but if you want a cast or if you want a feed, which again, we already have support for Twitter. So not only can you have like your Farcaster feed, but you can have a Twitter feed. And ultimately we're agnostic. We want users and we want to just, we love Farcaster. We see huge potential there. We love that we can build on top of it, but we don't want to just limit ourselves artificially when we have the ability to open up the floodgates.
Yeah, which makes perfect sense when you think about it. And since you're looking at this more of a, it's a much bigger lens than just Farcaster. I'm really curious, like, what is your, because right now communities, at least from what I've seen, a lot of communities out there, especially maybe Web3 and crypto communities, kind of all look the same. So I'm really curious, like, I'm gonna take a bit of a tangent here. How do you think communities, especially on-chain communities, could look like a year from now, or let's say Nounspace accomplishes its vision, its mission? How would that change communities? How could communities feel in the first place to the end user, the community manager? What would change over there that maybe we're not accustomed to seeing, at least not that much today?
Yeah, That's an awesome question. I think to your point, communities, a lot of them do look very similar, but they also are all unique. And, you know, just because one community has governance doesn't mean another community also has governance. But if community does have governance, they should be able to have that governance exist on social. And so I think the general trend that we expect to see is, one, more communities just congregating online. And by giving the tools, communities the tools to do that, then it can make it easier for that to happen. And then two, communities being more decentralized. And so right now, like if you look at traditional communities, they are very dependent on like a core group of people to lead the community and to coordinate everybody. What we'd like to see is opening communities up so that any member can more easily contribute and be a part of that community. And it's not just dependent on that core group. Governance tools like HATS protocol, and then social itself as a way to basically elevate these community members and give them a platform to express themselves and share their contributions to the community or start movements. Those are kind of the two trends that I would expect to see. And also AI is just going to change like everything. And I think I'm hopeful that AI can help solve a lot of the challenges that DAOs have had with scaling. And like an example of that is with NounsDAO. NounsDAO, I think, is one of the gold standards of communities in Web3, where we have hundreds of members that are actively coordinating and allocating a significant treasury. But we're starting to see like the challenges in that. Like if you have a proposal that takes 15 minutes to review and consider, and you have 100 people reviewing that proposal, that's, you know, 1500 minutes of human hours that you're basically like spending to execute a single proposal. And if you try to scale that up to 1000 members, now it's 15,000 minutes basically. And those costs start to add up. So yeah, AI, all I know is that AI is going to change things significantly. And it kind of feels like there's like a timer, like a ticking clock where, I feel like we have to deliver something powerful in the next couple of years before the landscape just changes. Now is a great opportunity to deliver something. And we're trying to think about how can we build in a way that we're going where the puck is going. And we're, as AI improves, we're a great platform where it becomes easier to customize your space. It becomes easy enough for anyone with an idea can deploy a mini app and then have that, share that and get rewarded if their mini app is successful. We hope that we're building in the right direction to be ready for the changes that are coming.